ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. If you can answer question 25, then hey presto, the magnet is yours. You're the winner, and the honour and the glory and all that goes with it as well. All right, categories tonight. Category number one, invertebrate animals. We had vertebrates last night. Invertebrate animals. Category number two, art and literature. Category number three, celebrities. Category number four, charts and diagrams. And category number five, musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. All right, invertebrate animals, art and literature, celebrities, charts and diagrams, musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. Who's going to kick us off tonight? Mario from Lanier is first up. Mario, g'day. How are you?
Good. I'm hoping to break my duck today.
Well, I hope you do. I wish everybody luck, Mario. You never know. You need luck in this business, I tell you.
I need intelligence as well.
Well, yeah, okay. What do you like here? Invertebrate animals, art and literature, celebrities, charts and diagrams, musical acts with the most number ones in Australia.
I'll go for musical acts.
Musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. Okie doke. Question number one, which 1969 song was the last of Elvis's 12 number one singles in Australia?
I've got to see if I can't the title. Call the friend of the runner. I'm going to have to pass again.
No worries. Thanks, Mario. Have another crack. Hazel from Northcote. G'day, Hazel.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I am splinteringly
super.
Well.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear.
Spifflicatingly well, Hazel.
Awesome. That's good.
Musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. Which 1969 song was the last of Elvis's 12 number ones in Australia?
Was it Suspicious Minds?
Correct, it was. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. Yes. Question number two, you can stay here if you like, or you can move to any other category.
Okay, wait, what were the other categories?
So we've got invertebrate animals, art and literature, celebrities, charts and diagrams, musical acts with the most number ones.
Can we do celebrities?
Celebrities. Question.
Wait on me.
Question number two. Which Australian male actor is the lead actor in the 2026 movie The Sheep Detectives?
Oh my gosh. No, I don't know.
It's all right. It's okay. You got us off the mark, Hazel.
Yeah. That's as good as anything. Maybe I might pass.
That's okay. See you later. Bye bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Morgan had suspicious minds. Paul from Esperance said a little less conversation. Yeah, that came after Suspicious Minds, but it wasn't number one. A little less conversation. Maria's got the right answer here. Karen had Love Me Tender. Yeah, good idea, but not correct. Chris from Nelson Bay. Hi, Chris.
Good evening, Philip. I would have thought that Love Me Tender would have been one of his first hits.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been, wouldn't it? Yeah. Heartbreak Hotel, yeah. Something like that. Mm.
And g'day to the guy that was from Lanier. I grew up there.
Mario?
Yeah, good on you, Mario. Hope you're somewhere around Hill Road and having a good day.
Okay. That was your old stamping ground, was it, Chris?
It sure was. Yeah, yeah. I spent my first 4 years in Sadlier, and then they got a place on Hill Road, Lanier, just off Hoxton Park Road.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
As long as it's got good memories for you, Chris, that's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was a pretty good place, I've got to say. It was then at the age of 18, I went off to Glebe and was there for another 4 years until I went down to Tassie for 3 years in Launceston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, moved down there into Trevallon, was there for a few years.
Oh, yeah, that's a kind of posh area, Chris.
Well, we got lucky, really. You know, myself and the bride at the time, we moved down and we're renting a place in West Launceston on Stone Street. So we're literally on top of Launceston.
Oh, nice.
Just on the edge of that, we went looking for a house and there just happened to be one that was beautiful. And unfortunately, the owner before us died of cancer, so... We were very lucky to pick it up at just the right time. It was more West Launceston than Trevallon, but a little bit farther.
Good on you. And where are you these days? You're up in Nelson Bay, beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, Corlett, mate. Love it. It's a perfect place. It's
God's country, isn't it? God's country, yeah. Nelson Bay, I can tell you.
We more call it God's waiting room, honestly, but it's a wonderful place.
Well, there is a bit of that. That is true. Well, why not spend your final years on this planet in a place that's as beautiful as Nelson Bay? Fair enough.
Well, you know, God's vestibule is a pretty good place to hang out.
Question number two. All righty. Celebrities. Which Australian male actor is the lead actor in the 2026 movie The Sheep Detectives?
I watched it not long ago. I'm pretty sure it's Hugh Jackman.
It is. Yes, it's Hugh Jackman. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Question number three. Have you got a boat, Chris?
No, I had a 12-foot titty for a while, but, it got a little difficult to try and get her in out the water. So
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm just thinking if you're in Nelson Bay, it's not a bad place to have a boat if you can manage it, yeah.
If you went just off Soldiers Point and went out about half a mile or so, then you were right in the channel and you could pick up, we picked up about 40 whiting out there, me and my nephew one. You just had this beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, Soldiers Point's beautiful. Yeah, all righty.
And if you can get out off the head, then you need a much bigger boat. But oh my God, it's
come on! You need a fair big boat to get out of the heads, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I mean, the fact is, you don't need to own one. You just rent one.
That's true.
What can you do? And you know, they know exactly what they're doing, and you just get on with the fishing. It's great.
John from Newcastle says, "I think when people text at a little less conversation, they're making a statement to you." Uh-huh. John, steady. All righty, question number three. I'll take the hint. We're in celebrities. You don't have to stay there. You can move while we continue our discussion of Nelson Bay's delights.
Let's go with celebrities. We'll see what we can mix in.
Celebrities. I'm trying to think of the club there. Isn't it the Shark Fishing Club or the Fishing Nelson Bay Fishing Club?
Yeah, it's the Fisherman's Club. It's down in Shoal Bay.
You
sit up there on the top deck and you look over the water and it's a beautiful place in summer. You're just getting from Nelson Bay to Shoal Bay at that stage with the one little road, that can take a fair bit of time.
But fair enough. All right, we're back in celebrities.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
2019's About Us was the debut album from which Australian musician?
I must admit, if it was some of the classic ones, I would have had a chance. But About Us, 2019, that's not that long ago. Let's go for, who's that kid though? The kid Leroy.
Not a bad guess, but not correct. Thanks, Chris. See you, mate. See you, mate. Bye-bye. My regards to Nelson Bay. Helen from South Melbourne. Hi, Helen.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Question number three. We're in celebrities. 2019's About Us was the debut album from which Australian musician?
I guess Alex Warren.
Not Alex Warren. Thank you. No, it's not Alex Warren. April and Collaroy had Hugh Jackman. So did lots of people. Leah from Camillo and WA. Had it as well. What about Michael from Collingwood? G'day, Michael.
Yeah, g'day. Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. We're up to question number three. We're in celebrities. 2019's About Us was the debut album from which Australian musician?
Ooh. 2019 now. And that's, you know, past my my knowledge of areas of music.
Mm-hmm.
Ended in the 90s, mate. Sorry.
That's right. I haven't bought a record since.
You too, eh? Yeah, I will have to disappoint you and pass, unfortunately.
No worries. Thanks, Michael. Good on you. Bye-bye. Yep. You know, I have, but I know I can understand. If you've got a basket of records at home, you don't buy any new ones. Baz says saltwater fishing is cheating. Real fishermen are inland. Yeah, that's an argument. My dear old dad would have agreed with you about that, Baz. He was a trout fisherman, and he didn't think much of saltwater fishing either. But then again, if you want to actually catch something, it's not a bad option. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free if you want to grab one. Jeff from Jalora. G'day, Jeff.
Evening, Philip.
We're in celebrities. This could be a bit tough, Jeff.
Yeah, it's very tough.
2019's About Us was the debut album from which Australian musician? It's not the Kid Laroi. That probably doesn't help you any at all, does it?
No, there's that Stingray group. I don't know what they're called. I don't know. King Stingray, is that them? King Stingray.
That's a pretty good outfit, King Stingray. I like King Stingray, but... King's... King Stingray is good stuff, but sadly that is not correct, Jeff. Anyway, regards to Jalora. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. Who's got the answer? Anybody? Frank from Mount Evelyn's got the right answer. Tim from Cessnock has got the right answer. Yes. Sam from Clare. No, that's not good. Chris from Pakenham says, talk of Nelson Bay is making me homesick. There you go. All right, Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
We're in celebrities. 2019's About Us was the debut album from which Australian musician?
Was it G Flip?
It was G Flip, yes. It was G Flip. All right, question number four. We can stay in celebrities or you can move anywhere else.
What were they again? The
art and literature, invertebrate animals, charts and diagrams, musical acts with the most number ones in Australia.
I'll try the number ones.
Okay, musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. Question number four. With 11 number one singles on the Me Australian charts, who holds the record for the most popular female artist?
That would be up in the air. I'll take Kylie Minogue.
It's not Kylie. No. Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye. It's not Kylie. I think that might be a popular answer, but it's not. It's not Kylie. Lines are free. You will get straight through if you want one. 1-300-800-222. Damien from Perth. G'day, Damien.
Hello, Cheryl.
With 11 number one singles on the Australian charts, who holds the record for the most popular female artist?
In Australia, you know?
Yeah, in Australia. The category is musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. And this person has, this female artist has 11 number one singles and they hold the record. And it's not Kylie.
Is it Judith Durham?
Not Judith Durham. Nice idea, but no, sadly, not Judith Durham. Okay. Who's got the right answer here? Leroy in Penrith has the right answer. That's a funny answer, Morgan. No, it is not Emma Wiggle, but it's a funny answer. Leroy's got the right answer. Who else? Maria, no, that's not correct. Wade from Aberdeer. No, that's not correct either. Karen from Mullumbimby has got Kylie. No, with 11 number one singles on the Australian charts, who holds the record for the most popular female artist? 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. If you want to grab one, you will get straight through. Fiona from Victoria. Hello, Fiona.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Very, very well indeed.
What's the question?
Musical acts with the most number ones in Australia, with 11 number one singles on the Australian charts. Who holds the record for the most popular female artist?
Alison Durbin?
Not Alison Durbin, no.
No?
Nope, sorry.
Okay.
Thanks, Fiona, bye-bye. No, not Alison Durbin. Lynn the Queenslander, no. Baz, no, that's not correct either. Sue's on the road. G'day, Sue.
Oh, g'day, how you going?
Pretty good. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? With 11 number one singles on the Australian charts, who holds the record for the most popular female artist? It's not Kylie.
Is it Amy Winehouse?
What's that?
Amy Winehouse?
Oh, Amy Weiss. Amy Whitehouse. No, no, it's not. Thank you. That's beautiful artist, magnificent artist, but no, that is not correct. Mel in Leeming. You'd think so, wouldn't you, Mel? But that's not right either. What about Ken in Shepparton? G'day, Ken.
Yeah, hello.
Who do you reckon? 11 number one singles, who holds the record for the most popular female artist in Australia?
I would say Delta Goodrum.
No, it's not Delta. Thank you. That was pretty popular as well. No, it's not Kylie. It's not Delta. Mind you, it could have been. Kylie's got 10, but this person's got 11. Who might it be? Robert from Fairfield. Hello, Robin.
How do you feel? Look, I'm going to take a wild stab and say Elvis Presley.
No, female artist.
Yeah, female Australian female artist, Elvis Presley. Oh. I thought he was a cross-dresser.
Nice try, Robert. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Nice try. Nice try. No cigar. No cigar at all. Susie, no, that's not correct either. Soph in Basso, WA, says, surely it's, yeah, you would think so, but not the case. Richard in Flinders Park. G'day, Richard.
Hey, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. With that's 11 number one singles on the Australian chart, who holds the record for the most popular female artist?
I would say Delta Goodrum.
No, it's not. It's not Delta. We've had Delta already, so I'll give you another guess.
Ooh, not Kylie, not Delta, Australian artist, female. Ooh, I was sure it was Delta. Shit.
Now, hang on. I didn't say Australian artist. I said with 11 number one singles on the Australian charts, who holds the record for the most popular female artist?
Lady Gaga.
Not Lady Gaga. No. Thank you, mate. Not Lady Gaga. No, we're not saying Australian artists. Just who's got the record? Shannon from Caboolture. G'day, Shannon.
Oh, now you've got me. I was thinking Australian artist.
No, not Australian. I didn't say that. I mean, it could be, but I didn't say that. With 11, with 11 number one singles on the Australian charts, who holds the record for the most popular female artist?
Thea?
No.
See ya.
No. Sophie's in Basso and WA. G'day, Sophie.
Hello.
Who do you reckon?
Well, I mean, my daughter is a mad Swiftie and all I hear is that, so I'm going to go for Taylor Swift.
I'm glad. I know. I'm glad someone's put that out of the way. It's not correct, but I mean, heaps of people on the text line too are saying the Swifties have arrived in numbers, but it's not Taylor Swift. No.
Well. All right. Thank you.
Surprisingly, you would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. She's up there.
Yeah, all right. I agree. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, you would think so, but no. Colin from Albion Park. G'day, Cole.
G'day. How are you?
Not bad. Who are we after?
I was thinking until you said it could be outside Australia, but I was thinking Kate Sobrano.
No, it's not Kate Sobrano. No.
Okay,
thank you. No, it's not Kate Sobrano. I don't get hung up on Australian artists. I mean, it could be, but I'm not saying that it has to be. With 11 number one singles on the Australian charts, who holds the record for the most popular female artist? All right. Joey in Coffs Harbour. Hi, Joey.
Phil, I like the hint that it's probably not Australia.
Oh, I wasn't giving a hint. I was just saying because I was worried that people were thinking it had to be an Australian. It doesn't have to be an Australian. Could be.
Yeah, good point. once we rule out Kylie, I'm taking a stab at, is it Madonna?
Correct. Thank you. Oh. Hooray.
Yay.
Yay. That's, how about that?
My first, I think my first for the year. Oh, my goodness.
Kylie's got 10 number one singles, but Madonna has 11.
Oh,
I'm not sure how many Taylor Swift has.
Does anyone listen to Swift?
Did you say that again, Joey?
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't say it. I mean,
it's Joey over here from Coffs Harbour. Does anyone listen? No, not just anyone listens to Taylor Swift, Joey.
I'm sorry. I'm an 80s girl.
There you go. Madonna, it is. Okay, question number five. We're in musical acts with the most number ones in Australia, but you can move to charts and diagrams, invertebrate animals, art and literature, or celebrities.
Oh, charts and diagrams, please.
Charts and diagrams. Here we go.
I'm scared.
You probably should be. Question
two in a row, go on.
Question number five, charts and diagrams. Named after an English logician, what type of diagram uses overlapping circles to give a visual way of representing sets?
Oh, I love it. I think I know this. Two circles, one over the over. It's a Venn diagram.
Correct. Very good. Yes, it's a Venn diagram.
First ever. Two in a row.
Two in a row. Wow. Joey, what's going on?
I don't know.
Question number six. We're in charts and diagrams. You want to stay here?
Yes, please.
Which letter is usually used to represent the vertical axis on a Cartesian plane?
So you got X and Y. X is on the bottom. I'd say Y.
Correct. Very good. X is on the bottom, yeah. X is along the flat and Y is up the hill.
Yes, but, ah, thank you.
Question number seven. Mm. Charts and diagrams. Are you going well, Joey?
I'll run with that again, please.
Charts and diagrams. On an electronics diagram, what is represented by a circle with an X through it?
Oh, a circle, electronic, oh, danger.
Beep.
Danger.
Beep. What is it?
Danger.
Danger. No, not correct. Sorry. No, sorry, Joey. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, it's not danger. Dave from Perth. G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Pretty good, I think, yeah. No, in fact, they are extremely good. Question number seven. Charts and diagrams. On an electronics diagram, what's represented by a circle with an X through it?
I've got no idea.
That's fair enough.
I can't help you, mate.
See ya. Bye-bye. That is fair enough. Chris from Brizzy. Hi, Chris.
Good evening, Phil. 3 years of block release training as an electrician.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure about it.
Oh, no. Come on. What?
Retired. Killed too many brain cells.
On an electronics diagram. This is an X. Did you say 3 years of Sparky training, Chris?
Oh, you do, yeah. You do 3 years of block release in the old days, 7 weeks. Your final year, your fourth year of the apprenticeship, you didn't do trade college.
Okay. You might have seen a few electronics diagrams, I reckon.
Oh, yes.
What's represented by a circle with an X through it?
A switch.
No.
Oh, there you go.
See you, Chris. Bye-bye. No, it's not a switch. 1-300-800-222. Jeff the Truckee, no, that's not correct. Joyce from Perth, that is correct. Bernie, that's correct. Yes, good. Joe from Melton, correct. Frank from Mount Evelyn, correct. Kingsley from Adelaide. G'day, Kingsley.
Hello, Philip. I knew the Madonna answer. That's not bad.
Well, good. That's good. On an electronics diagram.
You said it wasn't an Australian artist. that's when it clicked in.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. Yeah. Now, charts and diagrams. On an electronics diagram, what's represented by a circle with an X through it?
I'm only going to have a guess. Stop, go.
No, not stop, go. Sorry, mate. Thank you. No, not stop, go. Joyce from Perth, correct. Michael from Yokine. Hi, Michael.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Question number seven.
Well, I called up for the previous question, and obviously I thought it was Kylie, and I thought it was an Australian artist as well, and I was like, well, we want it to be Tina or Olivia, but we know they never got that many hits. And I actually thought it was Danny Minogue, to be honest.
Oh,
but Madonna, really? Madonna's the one. Look, I'm a drafty. I'm an electrical drafty. It's a light bulb. It's an indication light.
Correct.
Did you answer?
On an electronics diagram, what's represented by a circle with an X through it? It is, as you say, a light bulb.
Yep. Yes. And do you know what? This is Philip. This is the first correct answer I've ever had in about 18 years.
Did you say you were an electrician, Michael?
No, I'm a drafty. I draw them in my drawings all the time.
Oh,
okay. I had to think about it when he answered the question. When he said the question, I was like, I know this. I know this. I know this. Come next through. I draw it all the time. They call it an indication or an indicator, but it is actually a light bulb.
It's a light bulb. It's an incandescent light bulb. Well, we could accept a lamp.
Well, they're LEDs. They're LEDs nowadays. You know?
Well, that's true. Yeah, these days they are. All righty. Question number eight. We're in charts.
I've got one question right. I don't have to go. Can't cope with the stress. So let's go on. Can I change topics? What are the topics? Yeah.
You could change away from charts and diagrams. So we've got a choice of musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. Invertebrate animals, art and literature, or celebrities?
Let's go back to the number ones.
Musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. So this doesn't necessarily mean Australian artists, but it could, no, but it true. Could, but it could.
Mm-hmm.
1961's Crying was the first of nine number one hits. For which singer?
Not a band, a singer. Oh, my God. Aretha Franklin?
Not Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I got Sorry. One. Thank you.
You got one, Michael. That's it. Luke in Brisbane. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Phil.
1961's Crying was the first of nine number one hits. For which singer?
Rod Stewart?
No, not Rod Stewart. Thank you.
Okay.
Nope, not Rod Stewart. No, thank you. Joe from Melton says, can you keep him on the line? I love his accent. I'll give him my number. Joe, this is late night. This is not late night matchmaker, I suppose it could be. Thank you, Sandra from Eagleby. Sandra says, Phil, one of the nicest things you could take to give your grandchild is an Australian sheep or lambskin. They're wonderful for babies. That's a really good idea, Sandra. I'm going to do that. That's a really good idea. So an Aussie lamb skin. Yeah, beautiful. They're lovely and soft, aren't they? Are they okay for babies to sleep on? Probably. I'm sure they must be. George from Newcastle. Hello, George.
G'day.
We're in musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. 1961's Crying was the first of nine number one hits. For which singer?
Was it Roy Orbison?
It was. It was the big O, yes. Roy Orbison had his first number one with Crying, many others too. Question number nine, would you like to stay here or you can move? Charts and diagrams, invertebrate animals, art and literature, or celebrities?
Can I try charts and diagrams, please?
Back to charts and diagrams. Question number nine. What type of graph or chart is known as a camembert in France?
Sorry, don't know.
No good? Okay. Thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Helen from Adelaide. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
I'm really, really well.
Okay.
Charts and diagrams. What type of graph or chart is known as a camembert in France? What type of graph or chart?
Camembert, like the cheese. I'm going to say a pie graph because I can't think of anything else, Phil.
A pie what?
Graph.
Yeah, look, I'll give it to you. A pie chart, yes.
A pie chart.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
A commonly known chart or diagram. A pie chart is known as a Camembert in France, which
that?
Is one of those yeah, facts okay. which we don't even need to know and we can promptly forget, Helen, I'm sure. Question number 10.
I've forgotten already.
That's good. Question number 10. We've got one left in charts and diagrams if you like, or otherwise you could move.
Let's go celebrities.
Celebrities. Question number 10. Which 40-year-old English male actor has been the face of Dior Homme fragrance?
Fragrance,
since
yeah.
2013.
40-year-old.
40-year-old English male actor. Has been the
in
face
what
of...
what year?
Since 2013.
Look, I don't know, but I'm going to guess Orlando Bloom.
Not Orlando, no.
Okay,
thank
then.
You. Bye. No, not Orlando Bloom. Pearl in Darwin. G'day, Pearl.
Hello, Phil. How you going?
I'm all right. Yeah, you okay?
No.
What's happened?
Oh, I've got the flu or something. I've got that bug you had the other week.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And can I just say, Phil, the other week Ashwin was talking about children and he asked you what was the thing you most remembered about when you had your first child?
Mm-hmm.
And you said the love.
That's what I remember, yeah.
The overwhelming love. Well, let me tell you, and congratulations on becoming a grandfather, let me tell you that pales when you feel the love for your first grandchild.
People
it's
tell
absolutely magnificent. And yeah. It's. I once told my daughter the love you had for your grandchildren is totally different to your children. And one day she rang me and said, you were right, Mum. Yeah. And her first grandchild had just been born.
Hey. I know.
It's exciting, Phil.
Thank you.
Having grandchildren is exciting.
Thank you, Pearl. I am looking forward. I am excited.
I bet.
All righty. Now, what are we doing here?
Forgotten.
Hang on. Oh, no, that's right. We're in celebrities. Which 40-year-old English male actor has been the face of Dior Homme? Fragrance since 2013.
I've never heard of it, and I don't know. I'll just guess Daniel Craig.
No, it's not Daniel Craig. Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
It's a good answer, huh? But it's not correct. Okay, Andrew from Adelaide. G'day, Andrew.
Hello.
Which 40-year-old English male actor has been the face of Dior Homme fragrance since 2013?
My prisoner management team has told me this is a fatal, fatal question to get. So I can't even remember what mine is, Phil. I don't even know what I'm using at the moment, Prada Black or something. Goodness me, sorry, as I was vaguing out, praying for it not to be there, I'm sorry, but I wasn't listening the last
time. No good.
Time.
All right, thanks, mate. Yes, I don't know what mine is. I think mine is probably Piers Soap. 1-300-800-222. Ian from Dover in Tassie.
Good morning.
This mightn't be up your alley either.
I've been hearing a rumour that you're in absolutely fine shape too.
I am spifflicatingly well. I think.
Don't say that. You don't know what spifflicate means.
Question number 10. I can't think of you as a heavily fragranced person, Ian, but I could be quite wrong.
I smell like a Labrador.
That's right, I smell like a dog. Which 40-year-old English male actor has been the face of Dior Homme fragrance since 2013? It's not Daniel Craig. It's not Orlando Bloom.
If in doubt, say Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah, I'll be Cumberbatch.
Yes.
No.
No. Thank you.
Thank you. Knocks another one out. Thanks, Ian. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Fair enough. Jane from Mudgee. That's correct. Joy of Logan. I think it's a tough one. Yeah, it is. Someone says, you know, you don't see who you are. Harry in the Bay. No, it's not him. Bobsled says, this is your French coach again. Don't pronounce the H in Homme. Oh, so it's Dior Homme. Thank you, Bobsled. I'm forever grateful to you, as you know. Mick from Glen Iris. G'day, Mick.
Oh, well, there you go.
Not bad. Which 40-year-old English male actor's been the face of Dior Homme fragrance since 2013? It's not Daniel Craig, Benedict Cumberbatch, or Orlando Bloom.
They're both too old, aren't they? all of them are. I think it's Robert Pattinson.
Correct.
The guy from Harry Potter.
Yes, it is. Robert Pattinson is the face of Dior Homme. All right, question number 11. We're in celebrities. A couple left there. Otherwise, it's art and literature, invertebrates, charts and diagrams, or musical acts with the most number ones in Australia.
Let's go back to musical acts. I've only just jumped in the car, so I haven't heard anything except that last question.
Okay. So. Kathy in South Australia says, you're a breed sheepskins for babies. They were very common when my children were babies. They don't seem to be used these days. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because they're now considered dangerous. Really? That would be a shame. They're lovely for babies to lie on. Yeah, I don't know what the story is with them these days. Everyone's hyper-conscious about everything, aren't they? Mick, question 11, musical acts were the most number ones in Australia?
Yeah, why not? Let's do this.
What was the first of Delta Goodrum's 9 number one singles on the Australia chart? She had 9 number ones. What was the first one?
You know what? If you ask me to name any Delta Goodrum song, I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry. not my cup of tea.
Okay.
No, sorry. Have a good night. Thank you.
No, thanks. Bye bye. Harry says the use of sheepskin is certainly dangerous from the sheep's point of view. True enough. Jane from Mudgee, that's correct. Sandra from Perth, that is correct. Bo on the road. Could well be a Delta Goodrum fan. G'day, Bo.
Howdy.
Then again, he might not be.
Yeah, I don't think that's my night. I actually rang up for the fragrance one, and I would have been wrong as well. So, and Delta, I have no idea whatsoever.
Yeah, She had 9 number ones, which I'm surprised. I mean, she's a good artist, but I'm surprised that she had that many, actually. But anyway, there you go.
I'm certain I've heard it because my youngest daughter is a massive Delta fan and plays her all the time, but buggered if I could name a single song.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jeff the Truckie says, you'll like this one, Bo. Jeff the Truckie says, my fragrance is called Come to Me. My wife says it doesn't smell like Come to Her.
Love it.
Fair enough. See you, Bo.
See you.
Bye. Fair enough. All right. 1-300-800-222. Evening, Phil. Just wanted to say sheepskins are not recommended for babies to sleep on because of SIDS. Oh, is that right? I thought the whole SIDS thing was due to sleep position. Hadn't they decided that? I haven't read the latest on it. Troy from Atherton on the road. G'day, Troy.
Yay. Good evening, Phil.
What was the first of Delta Goodrum's 9 number one singles on the Australian chart?
Well, I know this one, and I'll tell you a funny story about it too. It's Born to Try.
Correct, yes.
And many years ago, I was doing the exact same job that I'm doing now, and I had a guy sitting in the passenger seat of my truck that I was training, and he had to take a phone call. And he's yakking away for only about 5 minutes. And then he said, yeah, no worries. That's fantastic. Great. And he hung up and he said to me, he goes, oh, that's great news. He said, my niece just won an ARIA award. I said, oh, who's your? I didn't even click because I knew the guy's name was Ross Goodrum. But, yeah, it was Delta Goodrum's uncle. Was sitting.
You're kidding.
Troy,
what a story.
It was about 2002 or 2003. No, it would have been 2004, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think it was before that particular song, but, yeah. No,
it was, it was Delta's uncle.
Delta's uncle, yeah. He lived up here in North Queensland for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I asked him what she was like, obviously, because once I knew that, I was asking him all about it because I was a bit of a fan. And he said, to tell you the truth, he said, she was an only child and she was a spoiled brat.
Oh, this is the thing, Troy. You pick at a family, scab, or lift the door, lift the lid on families. And I tell you what, okay. Question number 12 was one left in musical acts with the most number ones, but you could move if you like to charts and diagrams, invertebrates, art and literature, or celebrities.
Well, No, I'll stick with the number ones, thanks.
Musical acts with the most number ones in Australia. Question number 12. 2008's Love Story was the first of 10 number one singles for which singer?
That would be Taylor Swift.
Correct. Very good. Yes, the Swifties will be pleased. Kylie, that's right. Madonna has 11. Kylie has 10. Taylor Swift has 10. Delta has 9 is the sort of top of the pops one. Okay. All right, that's it for musical acts with the most number one. So we're up to question 13. We've got charts and diagrams, invertebrate animals, art and literature, or celebrities.
I'll go back to charts and diagrams, please, Phil.
Charts and diagrams. Okay. Question 13. Also known, this is the last one in charts and diagrams, Troy. Also known as normal distribution, what musical name is given to a graph that shows data spread evenly around a central average?
Oh, that's the one that goes sort of up and down. It's like a symmetrical shape sort of one.
Also known as normal distribution, what musical name is given to a graph that shows data spread evenly around a central average?
Yeah, I know exactly the type of graph that you're talking about, but I've got no idea what it's called.
I reckon you do, Troy. You reckon? Okay.
I've probably heard it, but yeah, I just can't think of it right.
Because you are describing it. That's it. Yeah. No?
Nah, all good.
All right.
I honestly can't come up with a name. I know exactly what it looks like. It's like a hill that sort of goes up and then it goes down the other side exactly the same. It's like a frequency wave sort of thing. So,
what musical name would you give it?
Frequency.
No. Thanks, Troy. Sorry. Thanks for the Delta story, mate. Fun. Good on you.
See ya.
Yes, Maria, that's correct. Harry in the Bay, correct. Ross from Scoresby, correct. Babs in Ringwood, correct. Chris from Forest Lodge, correct. Lincoln from Mount Riverview. G'day, Lincoln.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Also known as normal distribution, what musical name is given to a graph that shows data spread evenly around a central average?
Fibonacci?
No, not a Fibonacci. Not a Fibonacci. Fitzy from Coogee. G'day, Fitzy.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good. Question number 13. Also known as normal distribution, what musical name is given to a graph that shows data spread evenly around a central average?
I don't think I know this one, Phil. If I could guess, no, I won't even guess. I'll pass. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks,
bye.
Mate. Bye-bye. See you later. Richard says Delta had a younger brother called Trent. Sorry to kill a great story. Oh, I see. Okay. Kitty from Ballina says, no, sheepskins are still available online in certain specialist baby shops. Anywhere you can get proper Ugg boots too. I'll look that up unless anybody knows definitively whether they're good or bad. Question number 13, Brolga from Brunswick West, that is correct. Lions are free. Oh, come on, I've got Lions free. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Trent Goodrum is the head coach of the QBE Sydney Swans Male Academy. There you go. Trent Goodrum, Delta's younger brother. 1-300-800-222 is my number. What are we after here? Also known as normal distribution. What musical name is given to a graph that shows data spread evenly around a central average? Peter from Wantirna. G'day, Peter. Hi, Peter.
It's so quick.
That's okay. Yeah, yep. I know. People have obviously been a bit scared off by this one. What do you reckon?
My goodness. Ding dong, it's a bell curve.
Ding dong, it is. Exactly. It's a bell curve. Yeah, a bell curve. Chart or diagram. It shows data spread evenly around a central average, a bell curve. All right, that's the musical name. Question number 14. So we've got invertebrate animals, art and literature, or celebrities?
Invertebrates, please.
Invertebrates. In addition to other products, which insects produce a cement-like substance called propolis?
Termites.
Not termites, no. Thank you, Peter. No, not termites. Wayne from Wollongong. G'day, Wayne.
How are you going?
Not bad.
Yeah,
go on.
I think it might be bees.
Correct. In addition to other products, which insects produce a cement-like substance called propolis, or propolis, it's bees, yes. The buzzing bee. Very good. Morgan's had that. Sandra had that too. So did Leroy in Penrith. Annette from Perth. Jeff in Hornsby. Oh, no, Jeff in Hornsby had wasps. No, not correct. Question 15. We're in invertebrate animals. You can stay there if you like. Otherwise, celebrities or art and literature. Up to you, Wayne.
Oh, I think I'll just stay in invertebrates, thanks.
Okey-doke. Invertebrate animals. Leatherback turtles. Leatherback turtles are sometimes known as gelatinivores because their diet is primarily made up of which soft-bodied invertebrates?
I'll say plankton. It's wrong, but I'll say
no,
anyway.
Not plankton. Sorry, Wayne. Thanks, mate. No, it's not plankton. Bill from North Adelaide. Hi, Bill.
Hi there.
What do you reckon? Leatherback turtles are sometimes known as gelatinivores because their diet is primarily made up of which soft-bodied invertebrates?
Well, who would know how they see them, but I'd say it's jellyfish.
Correct. Yes. How many soft-bodied invertebrates do we know? Jellyfish is correct. Okie doke. Question number 16. We're in invertebrates, but you can move if you like.
No, stay there.
Staying here. Question number 16. 10 to go. Vespine is an adjective that refers to which insects?
No idea. Insects. Vespine. Hornets.
Not hornets. No. Thank you. Not hornets. Helen from Healesville. Hi, Helen.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question six. Go on.
Was the question for the diagram a bell?
A bell curve. Yeah, exactly. All right. Question 16. 10 left here. Invertebrate animals. Vespine is an adjective that refers to which insects? Vespine.
Mosquito.
Not a mosquito. Thanks, Helen. Not a mosquito. Peter from Pound Creek. G'day, Peter.
G'day. How you going?
Pretty good. Vespine is an adjective that refers to which insects?
I'll try butterflies.
Not butterflies. No. Sorry, Peter. Thank you. Sarah from Alphington. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, I was ringing up for another one, but...
Vespine.
I'm thinking Vespa, like the, you know, those motorcycles, what do you call them, the scooter things, the Vespas that the mods used to wear, like, right?
Vespine insect. Is an adjective that refers to which insects?
Insect. So not butterfly. Cockroach, I don't think. Wasp or something. Wasp?
What's your answer?
I'll just go wasp.
Correct. Oh. Yes. Vespine is an adjective that refers to wasps. She had a most vespine countenance. For example, question number 17. Invertebrate animals, if you like. Otherwise, you can move to celebrities or art and literature.
We'll go to celebrities.
Celebrities. All right. Question number 17. Which Australian soccer player Now, Sarah, there's no need to chuck in the towel or walk off the pitch. Just because this topic has come up, because you will know the answer. Which Australian soccer player currently plays as a forward for Gotham FC in New Jersey?
My sister used to have a bar in New York called Gotham City Lounge, but that's not going to help me.
Gee, that's cool, isn't it? That's pretty cool. My sister used to have a bar in New York called Gotham Lounge. Wow. Wow.
But
I'd have a martini sitting up there any day.
Yeah. The only soccer player, apart from all the retired ones, like that Craig Foster, I'd love to marry him. But the only one I can think of is Kerr, the woman that, yeah, I don't know what her first name is.
What's your answer?
Kerr?
But what's the first name?
Is it? It's not Samantha. It's.
What's your answer?
Something Kerr.
Yes, but what? But what, Sarah?
Oh God! So I'm on the right track, am I?
It's Ms. Kerr. That is correct. But
Ms. Kerr.
What's her first name?
I'm gonna like really kill myself. Oh, not literally, but I'm gonna beat myself up. But no, I can't pull it out. Sorry.
That's a pity. You didn't. Thank you, Sarah. Bye. Okay. See you later. Bye. Susie says, that's why Vespa scooters are so named, because they make a buzz sound like wasps. Okay. Jen says woolen underlays are not advised for babies. They can cause overheating. Okay. All right. I won't do it then. Where are we? Steve from Leicester. G'day, Steve.
Morning, Phil.
Tell me out. Help me out with the Australian soccer player currently playing as a forward for Gotham FC.
I'm not going to cause too much pain, but to the previous caller.
And the answer is?
Samantha Kerr.
Correct. Sam Kerr. Yes. Sam Kerr. Oh, dear. Sarah would have known that. I'll tell you what, Steve. What's that? I'll put you on hold, Steve, because we have a news bulletin to attend to. We'll go back with question 18 straight after the news. We've got a little thing to finish up before we get into our issues of the day, which we call
the Mighty Challenge.
Steve from Leicester was up on deck. He was up to question number 18. G'day, Steve.
G'day, mate.
Invertebrate animals is where we are. Celebrities were where we were. So people are hopping into me about how I should have given it. No, but I did give her gave her the option of saying Sam Kerr. She wouldn't say it. So there you go. I hope Sarah's not kicking herself too much. Joy of Logan says, she said, Samantha, you're a hard man. Yeah, but she didn't give it to me as the answer. Question 18, we're in celebrities. One left there, if you like, Steve, or you can move.
Let's move.
Invertebrates or art and literature?
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Question 18, the Parish Boys Progress is the alternative title for which Charles Dickens novel?
David Copperfield.
Not correct, but a pretty good stab at it. No, not David Copperfield. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well, Betty. Yes, have you been all right?
Yeah, I've been good, thank you.
Excellent. Excellent to hear.
No worries. Been taking it easy. Loafing around.
I always think you're loafing around, Betty, and so you should.
Listening to the ABC.
Good on you. Good on you. That's what I want you to do, Bet. I want you to be just loafing around, listening to the ABC, putting your feet up.
And I went to sleep today and missed the Country Hour.
Oh, that's no good. Oh, well.
Do you ever listen to the Country Hour?
Very
informative.
Oh, I have done in the past, but it's not a habit of mine at the moment, Betty, no. But I know it is very informative, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. They tell you where the rain's fallen and how the stock are selling and
Yeah, no, I love
it. It's better than listening to Trump.
Well, you get no arguments from me about that, Betty. Question number 18. We're in arts and literature, Betty. The Parish Boy's Progress is the alternative title for which Charles Dickens novel? It's not David Copperfield.
Oliver Twist?
Correct. Very good.
You're wrong, you're joking. There you go. I never get any right.
Come on, you're okay.
Well, it doesn't worry me much because I like to listen and sometimes you'll know two or three answers, but you don't get asked those, so it's the luck of the draw.
It is. Question 19. Let's see if we can go on with it, Betty. Question 19, you can stay in arts and literature or you've got a choice of celebrities or invertebrates.
Might try the invertebrates.
Invertebrate animals. Question number 19. Which crustaceans does an astacologist study?
Would it be termites?
Not termites, no.
Okay.
Thanks, Bet. See
ya. Okay, talk to you later.
Bye. Regards to all. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Jane from Mudgee, no, not correct. Bob from Greenacre. G'day, Bob.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, pretty good. In vertebrate animals, which crustaceans does an astacologist study?
The only thing I can think of is oysters.
No, not oysters. I don't like to study oysters, Bob. I like to eat them.
Me too. That's why. Thanks, mate.
Good
Cheers.
On you, Bob. Thank you. Alrighty, 1-300-800-222. We have lines free if you want to grab one. We have lines free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222. Question 19. Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Yes, good morning. I think the answer will be barnacles.
Oh, no. An astacologist doesn't study barnacles. Thank you.
No.
I suppose somebody has to study barnacles. No. Belinda in Yarunga says, my fifth granddaughter arrived 6 days ago. Harper Maeve, £7. She's beautiful. Good on you. Jane from Mudgee, no, that's not correct. Annette in Perth, that is correct. Connie says, no. Spiros in Ringwood says, you are unfair, improper and unlawful for not giving Sam her answer. She said, Samantha, and you talked her out of it. You're awful. Thank you, Spiros. Not fair. I said to Sarah, what's your answer? Which I always do. 1-300-800-222 is the number. You can't mumble to yourself and then expect me to pick an answer out of it. 1-300-800-222. Lines are free. You will get one if you want one. Joe from Richhaven. G'day, Joe.
Oh, g'day.
Which crustaceans does an astacologist study?
Would it be starfish?
Not starfish, no. Thank you. I know why you're going for that, but no, it's not a starfish. Joe from Melton thinks it's starfish too. Clancy from Four Mile Creek says the study of the New York family, the Astors. Jeff the Truckee, no, that's not correct either. Frank from Mount Evelyn has got the right answer. Paul from Planlands, yes, that is correct as well. Question 19, which crustaceans does an astacologist study? You will get straight through if you want a line. 1-300-800-222. You will get straight through if you want a line. Give us a call. Someone help me out here. Which crustaceans does an astacologist study? Anybody? John from Mitcham says, always good to hear Betty ask. Well, I agree with that, yes. Brolga from Brunswick West. No, it's not starfish. A lot of people are saying starfish. It's no, not starfish. Deb, no, that's not correct. What's an astacologist study? Which crustaceans does an astacologist study? We've had barnacles. That's not correct. Anybody? 1-300-800-222. Come on, help me out here. Astacologist, which crustaceans? Is Jim from Banksia Park going to help us out? I hope you will. G'day, Jim.
Hi, Phil.
Hello. An astrocologist. Which crustaceans does an astrocologist study?
I'm tossing up between crabs and crayfish. I'll go crabs. No.
Thank you, Jim. But no thanks. See ya. Oh, dear. Ted on the Goldie says, by the way, for your information, Phil, today, the 22nd of September, but it's not the 22nd of September, is the fourth anniversary of the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Do you mean today or do you mean the 22nd of September? Ted on the Goldie. Joyce in Perth's got the right answer here. What about Matt from Aberfoyle Park? G'day, Matt.
G'day, how are you going?
Pretty good. I think we know the answer now, don't we?
Well, I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, that's a pity.
It is a big pity, isn't it? You couldn't tell me what he said, could you?
I know. I can't answer questions, as you know, Matt. Hey, which crustaceans does an astrocologist study? Well, I'll tell you what. No. It's not crabs. It's not barnacles. It's not right. It's not oysters.
Is it lobsters?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Crayfish is what I would call them, but correct, yes. An astrocologist studies crayfish or yabbies too, as well, which are sort of similar thing, hey?
You're a kind man, no matter what other people are saying.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Lucy from Thornbury is giving me a hammering too. Lucy says that surname should have been enough anyway. This should definitely have been, I'll give it to you. Even apart from the fact that Sarah said Samantha as well. Yes, I know, Lucy, but I said, what is your answer? What's her name? She didn't say Sam Kerr.
That's right. I'm with you.
Thank you. Matt, you take one sword, I'll take the other. We'll see how long we can hold them off, Matt.
Until it backfires on me, that's right.
Question 20, invertebrates, if you like, or arts and literature or celebrities?
Let's go arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Which Dutch artist painted the anatomy lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp in 1632.
Oh, dear. Well, Dutch.
Dutch artist. The anatomy lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp in 1632.
Was Renoir. I'll say Renoir.
Not Renoir, no. Sorry, Matt. No, not Renoir. My texter says, you didn't say crayfish either. Yes, but it's lobster, is it? Lobster and crayfish. Come on. it's not a. My treatment of Sarah is not popular on the text line. Paul from Lithgow. Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
What do you reckon? Which Dutch artist painted the anatomy lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp in 1632?
It'll be Van Gogh.
Not Van Gogh, no. Not Van Gogh. Kay from Bunbury. G'day, Kay.
There you go. Phil, here I am.
Hello. Hello. Which Dutch artist painted the anatomy lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp in 1632?
I only know one, and that's Vermeer.
Not Vermeer. Yes. No, well, no.
If it was right, I was going to have an argument with you because I don't know his first name.
Neither do I. Do I know Hans Vermeer? I don't know.
I don't know, you see, but now you're going to have to be consistent and you're going to have to insist on first names all the time.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, for example, with this artist,
yeah,
I don't think anyone would expect you to jump in with a first name. Okay. Thank you, Kay. See ya.
Okay, bye.
It's not Vermeer. Let's leave it at that. Nat from Kallaroo. G'day, Nat.
Hello, Philip.
Which Dutch artist painted the anatomy lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp in 1632? Dutch artist.
I don't know.
Who?
Anyone. Is that my answer? No, I'm joking. No, I'll give this one a pass, Philip.
No, good.
If people don't know your tone when you say, is that your answer, then they are missing out.
Thank you, Nat. See ya. Bye-bye. I have got some defenders then. Effie in Frankston says, astakos is the Greek word for lobster, hence astakologist. Yes. Jane from Mudgee, correct. Jim in Campbelltown. Yeah, oh, that's a point, actually. That is a point, yes. No, you're right, actually. Sorry, that is correct. Rick's yes, calling.
Fine. Thank you.
Hello, Rick.
Rick, yeah, sorry. What was the question?
Which Dutch artist painted the anatomy lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp in 1632?
My friend and I here are going to say Da Vinci.
Not Da Vinci. Thank you, Rick. No, not Da Vinci. Rosie from Maribyrnong. Hello, Rosie.
Oh, hi. I've got no idea, but I'm going to say Albrecht Dürer.
Not Albrecht Dürer. No, not Albrecht Dürer. Gloria from Wollongong. I've got you. I'll come to you in a sec. Roz from Bandura. Hello, Roz.
Good evening, Phil.
Which Dutch artist painted the anatomy lesson of Dr. Nicholas Tulp in 1632?
I think it is Rembrandt.
Correct, and, Rembrandt. And as everyone on the text line has reminded me, Rembrandt is actually, he doesn't have a first name because Rembrandt is
his. I don't think he does. I was trying to think.
Well, no, but Rembrandt is his first name.
Is it? I mean, I can't think of another one that goes with it anyway.
I think he's Rembrandt van Rijn, I think, from memory.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because I remember I went to the museum in Holland that to see it.
Yeah.
And it's, it's quite spectacular.
Spiros in Ringwood says you should ring Sarah back and publicly apologise. Sarah! I mean, sorry, Spiros. Spiros is leading the pack. He's leading the posse here. Now,
this is wonderful. You've got all these sort of, you know, knights rushing to their honour.
I know. Yeah. Knights rushing to the honour of the slighted lady. Yeah, Rembrandt is his first name. I agree, everyone. Yes, good.
Van Rijn, is it? That's right.
Rembrandt van Rijn.
Van Rijn.
Van Rijn, van Rijn. Van, whatever. Yeah. Question 21. We're in arts and literature, otherwise we can move to celebrities or invertebrates.
We might as well stay there.
Arts and literature. Which 1883 children's book ends with the words, "A well-behaved little boy"?
Oh, gee. A well-behaved little boy.
A well-behaved little boy, which 1883 children's book?
Oh, gosh, as soon as you say it, I'll go, oh, yeah, of course. But I can't think of it now, Phil.
No, thanks.
So good night. Thanks.
Thanks, Roz. Bye-bye. You do know it and you will get it too. Lines are free. Come on, help me out. Gloria from Wollongong. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Phil.
Wow. Which 1883 children's book ends with the words, "A well-behaved little boy"?
Oh, this is a guess, but is it Now We Are Six?
Not Now We Are Six. No.
Okay.
See ya. Thank you. Bye-bye. Jim in Campbelltown, correct. Yes, Harry in the Bay, correct. Annette in Perth, correct. What about Peter from Ballarat? G'day, Peter.
G'day, Phil.
Which 1883 children's book ends with the words, "A well-behaved little boy"?
Oh, I have no clue. On to the next one. Thank you, Phil.
Okey-doke. See you later. Lines are free. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Come on, help me out here. You will get straight through. Which 1883 children's book ends with the words, "A well-behaved little boy"? Thank you, Jane from Homebush. For the painter was Rembrandt Harmenszoon van Rijn. Or Van Rijn. Yes, Rembrandt was his first name. Paul from Geelong. Hello, Paul.
How you going, Phil?
Good. Which 1883 children's book ends with the words, "A well-behaved little boy"?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Very good. Yes, Pinocchio. He needs to be well-behaved after the way he carried on earlier in the book. Okay, we only got four left here, Paul. Question number 22. You can stay with arts and literature, or you could move to invertebrates. There's one left in invertebrates or one left in celebrities.
Go back to invertebrates.
Invertebrate animals. In 2017, a spider species discovered on a cocoa plantation in Brazil was named after what fictional race of people who are paid for their work in cocoa beans?
Oompa Loompa.
Correct, yes, that's right. The Oompa Loompas, that's right, correct. Very good. All right, no more invertebrates. There's three left. There are two in arts and literature, one in celebrities.
Just go arts and literature, Phil.
Esther Summerson. Esther Summerson is the main character of which Charles Dickens novel?
No idea, Phil.
Thank you, mate. Boy, see you later. Thanks for helping us out. Lisa's in Brisbane. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Esther Summerson is the main character of which Charles Dickens novel?
Well, I don't know this one, but I'm going to just say The Tale of Two Cities.
Not The Tale of Two Cities. Thank you. Not The Tale of Two Cities. No. Esther Summerson is the main character of which Charles Dickens novel. Julia in Wollongong. Hi, Julia.
Hi, sorry, I just had to take you off speaker.
Yeah, that's okay. Esther Summerson is the main character of which Charles Dickens novel?
Well, yeah, most of his novels are named after the main character. There's
Little
Dorrit,
or there's Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist, David Copperfield.
One of his most famous novels, though, is not named after a main character.
Oh, well, they've already said Tale of Two Cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I'm bowing out.
No good.
Thanks.
Thanks, Julia. Bye-bye. Susan in Waverton. Hello, Susan.
Hi there. Hi. I actually rang up about The Good Little Boy. Was it Christopher Robin?
No, it wasn't. It was Pinocchio.
Oh. Oh, Pinocchio.
Pinocchio, a well-behaved little boy. Yes.
He can't have been good with that big long nose from all the lying.
More from the lies he was telling, no.
Anyway, I'm just wondering, I might be wrong, but is it Great Expectations?
No, it's not Great Expectations. No.
Okay.
Yes, right. Thank you. That would be Pip, wouldn't it, in Great Expectations. Esther Summerson is the main character of which Charles Dickens' novel. Baroni from Adelaide's got the right answer. Anybody on the telephone line wants to help us? 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. You will get straight through. Kerry from Kangaroo Point. Hello, Kerry.
G'day, Phil. Phil, I think it might be Bleak House.
Correct. Very good. Excellent.
The greatest writer in the history of English literature.
Oh, you won't get an argument from me about that.
I agree. That and Blade Runner, that's how both agree on that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree. And Bleak House, I think, is his greatest book, in my view, and in my opinion anyway.
Yeah, I love David Copperfield. I did that for Junior here in Queensland. That was one. I really enjoyed it. So, I mean, it was – and then, of course, I've seen the movie. So, yes, it's I love his work.
Yes, Esther Summerson is the main character of Bleak House. Bleak House is that great novel where – the case of Jarndyce and Jarndyce appears, the endless cause inequity which swallows up everybody's lives and money.
I like when in David Copperfield, Barkis is willing.
Yeah, Barkis is willing. Not willing, Barkis is willing. That's right.
Yeah, willing. I thought it was willing.
Willing. Question 24, art and literature or celebrities?
I'll try celebrities.
The Woman in Me is a 2023 memoir from which American singer?
Gee, no, Phil, I got no idea. I won't hold you up. Somebody else hopefully will know.
No good. All right, Kerry, thank you, mate. Chris in the Pilbara. G'day, Chris.
Phil, how are you, mate?
Pretty good. Question 24, The Woman in Me is a 2023 memoir from which American singer?
I don't know. I'm just going to have to guess.
The Woman in Me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what sort of song has that name in it. Like, in 2023.
Yeah.
I think Donna Summer's already dead by then. I don't know. I'll go Dolly Parton.
Not Dolly. No. Thanks, Chris. No, not Dolly. Spiros is not letting go. Spiros says the ABC should nominate Sarah for an Australian of the Year award for her grace and dignity after being ripped off by Phil the Accuser. Just saying. all righty, come on, help us out here. Jack from Williamstown. G'day, Jack.
Hi.
The Woman in Me is a 2023 memoir from which American singer?
Oh, I'm going to have to pass. I'm sorry.
No, good. Okie doke. It's not Shania Twain, Buzz, in Bendigo. No, it's not. Morgan had Shania Twain. No, it's not. Jane in Mudgee's got the right answer. What about Jeff in Bacchus Marsh? G'day, Jeff.
Good evening, Philip.
The Woman in Me is a 2023 memoir from which American singer?
Oh, dear. No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
No, good. Okay. All righty. You can win from here. There's only two questions left, one in celebrities, one in arts and art and literature. The Woman in Me is a 2023 memoir from which American singer? Hayley from Roselle, do you know? Hi, Hayley.
Oh, hi. Are we talking the music one still? Sorry, cut out.
Celebrities. The Woman in Me is a 2023 memoir from which American singer?
Britney Spears.
Correct, it is. It's Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, it's taken a while, but we got here. We're in art and literature.
Okay.
Question 25. And to win, the magnet's yours. Quote, stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Is the opening line of which famous Irish novel?
Oh, couldn't it have been art? I don't know. I'm not going to know this.
No?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Hayley. See ya. Okay. Bye. It's a pity. John from Newcastle. Any idea here, John?
Can I please get you to repeat that line?
Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Is the opening line of which famous Irish novel?
Irish novel. Lost me. No, I was trying to ring up for one of the other ones, but just trying to think of something Irish. I can't even think of an Irish novel. Sorry.
No good. Okay, question 25. It's hanging here. Hanging here. Joe from Melton's got the right answer. Annette in Perth's got the right answer. Jim in Campbelltown's got the right answer. Morgan, correct. Leroy in Penrith, no. Togo's on the road. Line's free, by the way, unless Togo can get it. Hi, Togo.
Hey, no, mate.
Pretty good. Question 25. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Is the opening line of which famous Irish novel?
No, it's not for me. No, it's not for me. But I'll tell you what, your rules, mate. There we go, eh? But never take a sword to a gunfight, eh? Sorry, mate. I'll leave it for someone else.
See you, Togo. Bye-bye. Daniel from Windsor. Hi, Daniel.
Oh, g'day. Would it be Sweeney Todd the Barber?
Not Sweeney Todd the Barber. No, thank you. I can see where you're going with that. Not Sweeney Todd the Barber. Lorella, correct. Harry in the Bay. No, that's not right. It's the other one. Frank from Mount Evelyn. Correct. Yes, Jane and Mudgee. Correct. All righty. Come on. Tracy in Launceston. Hello, Trace. Help us out.
Thank you.
Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Is the opening line of which famous Irish novel?
Ulysses.
Correct. It's Ulysses. Yes. Yes, Ulysses, the famous novel by James Joyce, of course. No. Magnificent thing. Okay, thanks, Trace.
Thanks, Bill.
It's been a bit of a journey tonight, but we got there.
That's so long.
I'll put you on hold. Good on you.
Thank you.
See ya.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.